Hi, I'm Alfredo Salkeld, and this is Shoestring, the show dedicated to helping small businesses with big ambitions and tight budgets. I'm actually not going to be hosting today's episode. Instead, I'm turning the mic over to producer Danny Henyon. Danny, tell us about this episode's marketing mission.
Thanks, Alfredo. Our mission starts in 1980 with a movie called The Blues Brothers. We see two men swerving through a mall parking lot with police lights flashing in the rear window. The guy in the passenger seat says,
"You got us into this parking lot, pal. Now you get us out."
And the driver responds with,
"You want out of this parking lot? Okay."
So he crashes into a Toys R Us. It blasts through the back of the store and into the mall, destroying everything in their path. I'm telling you about the Blues Brothers because it changed Stephen Wilkes' life.
So my name is Stephen Wilkes, the owner.
The Blues Brothers mall crash scene inspired him to start a business.
Crashing through the glass walls and the dishes and the china and all that stuff. And I thought how much fun that was, that regular people would love to do something like that. So it kind of planted a seed there.
It's not exactly socially appropriate to smash things with reckless abandon. But Stephen heard about a business that lets people do this exact thing.
People go in a room and throw dishes and glasses and beat up a printer or a TV with a baseball bat and that type of thing while they listen to music in there.
He's talking about something called a rage room. It's a controlled environment where people can release their emotions and just have fun breaking things. Most people don't even know that rage rooms exist. But once they do, they usually say something like,
"Oh my God, that's awesome. I didn't know there was one here, and that sounds great." During COVID, we killed it because people were frustrated and there weren't a whole lot of things open. So we were selling out and things were really good. We've been doing pretty good with our marketing. It's been very simple. We had 48,000 past customers going back a couple of years.
It sounded to me like Stephen's marketing strategy was working well, but then he revealed the reason for today's call.
Lately, business has flattened a bit. Not exactly sure why. So I thought it's time to maybe ramp things up a little bit with our marketing.
How do people find out about Simply Smashing now? Here's Stephen's daughter and part-time marketing associate, Mari, on speakerphone.
I will say that when I ask people how they heard about it, the most popular answer as of right now is they just Googled it.
But if you're Googling Rage Room, then you know that Rage Rooms exist. In marketing, we call this capturing demand. That's one piece of the puzzle. But what are they doing to generate demand? In other words, how do they get in front of people who don't know what rage rooms are?
The only thing we've been using really is Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
I was surprised to hear that they were posting on social. Most business owners I talk to tell me they have no time to keep up with social media. But Mari figured out a way to get customers to regularly submit content that she can repurpose. If a customer tags Simply Smashing on social, she gives them a glass bottle filled with colorful sand to smash.
It's a really fun thing for us to get, like, videos, pictures of it, FOMO videos of it, and then also what's great is that then we can share.
Before I get into ideas for what Mari and Stephen could do to drum up more business, I want to pause and zoom in on what they're doing well. You probably don't run a rage room, but there are lessons here that you can steal. First off, think about what you can offer to make your customer's experience just a little bit better and offer that for free in exchange for them posting on social media about you. Second, how can you create moments that are highly visual that people will naturally want to post about? Okay, back to Stephen and Mari. We covered other things that they've tried.
SMS texting.
Email marketing.
Google ads here and there.
I was starting to get a little nervous. I mean, it sounded like they had tried a lot. And I've got to be honest, I am not an expert on rage room marketing. And the members of my team, neither are they.
Rage rooms, man. I'm just so not the target audience. They make me scared.
It kind of reminds me of that scene in Pulp Fiction. You guys know what I'm talking about, where Bruce Willis is in the pawn shop and he's like picking which weapon he's going to use to go in. I don't know.
Alfredo and Casey are super talented marketers with creative ideas, but neither of them have ever owned a rage room. To find someone with firsthand experience, I need to employ some cutting-edge research techniques. I typed rage room business Reddit, into Google, and clicked on the first post in the search results, and I stumbled upon a comment that said,
"I just opened up my rage room and I'm more than willing to offer any advice. Shoot me a message with any questions."
There was one problem here though. The Reddit thread was over 2 years old. Was the rage room even still in business? But what did I have to lose? I slid into their DMs and then... I really appreciate you jumping on because I know it's kind of weird to get a random message. Like, can you jump on a podcast?
Yeah, the Reddit post that you found me on, I get people once every couple of months basically reaching out.
I just want to pause here and make a point that if you run a small business or you work in a small business and you've never tried to reach out to other people in the same industry, you're missing out. 9 times out of 10, people will be eager to share their experience even with others in the same market and industry. You can find help on Reddit, business networking groups, or even by reaching out directly to people that you want to learn from. Shoot your shot. So you're in Boise, right?
Correct.
This is Dylan Stimson, owner of Rager Smash and Axe, a rage room and axe throwing facility. Impressively, Dylan started his business in his early 20s, literally from the ground up. Like, literally, he and his dad actually built the facility board by board. I learned so much from talking to him, like the fact that rage rooms are anything but a get-rich-quick business.
We were in the red for the first 8 months, our 9th month that we finally turned a profit. And then since then, we've always been profitable.
I learned that while most business comes from first-timers, there's a small but very profitable subgroup of people who love to come back over and over again.
There are some. I've got customers that come multiple times a month, but more often than not, people are kind of a once every 6 months. So I'd say right now, we're probably about 90% new customers, 10% repeat customers, maybe a little bit more.
These repeat customers are important to the business, and so are large groups like corporate customers.
So corporate events is a big money maker. Really what you want to aim for, the bigger parties. For us, at least, helping a party of 2 versus a party of 10 is 5 times the amount of people, but it's not 5 times the amount of work.
Corporate bookings also introduce the business to a new audience. So let's say you have 50 people come in for a team building event, and they have a great time. Some may come back with their friends and family later. That's more business.
So yeah, we go to the big construction companies in town, basically anyone that we can that has 50 or more employees. If they've got that many employees, drop off a flyer and talk to their HR rep for sure.
So you physically go in person and say like, "Hey, I'm Dylan. I own this place and we'd love to have you guys come down." Is that kind of how that works?
Yeah, going in person definitely makes a bigger difference than calling around. Give them a trifold that shows it. And if you can show them like on our website, when you go to our website, you immediately see a video of our whole space being used. A lot of times we're explaining to the HR rep that doesn't even know what a rage room is. They've never even heard of this idea. Showing them is a lot more impactful than calling them and trying to explain it over the phone. And then right then and there, we can also throw in extra deals like, "Hey, if you book within the next week, I can throw on an extra blank percent off, or I can make sure you guys get X amount of items extra."
Energized from my call with Dylan, I met again with Stephen and Maury to tell them what I had learned from Dylan and to try to pitch them some of the ideas Alfredo, Casey, and I had come up with. Since they mentioned that getting more corporate bookings was a priority, I started with Dylan's recommendations. So he would go to an office park or set up meetings with people. He told me something similar to what you guys said, that once somebody sees it, they're hooked.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
Not going to lie, I was expecting them to share my enthusiasm for this approach. And stop me anytime if you have any questions or anything to add. I want to hear it all, so definitely let me know.
Yeah, certainly.
All right, don't panic. I had other ideas for my chat with Casey and Alfredo. One, to draw people in who already know about rage rooms. Another, to grow their marketing list so they can retarget them later on. And the final idea would help them reach an entirely new audience. Just like Steven's business, the first idea we had was also inspired by a classic movie.
The movie Office Space, where those guys beat the crap out of the copier in the field. Like, everyone saw that. It was like, "Yeah, I want to do that." And they spawned a whole industry. So if you can somehow like relate it back to that scene, it resonates with people.
So I shared this idea of movie-themed events with Stephen and Maury. People love nostalgia. They love movies. And I think that that's something that could get people coming in and having fun, even outside of special occasions. Next, we talked about ways to have fun with texting and get people to join Simply Smashing's contact list.
I really like the idea of people texting in. What if they did something that's like, what's a stressful thing that happened to you this week? We're going to pick the most stressful one and give them a free rage room session. They could even then do that on social, where they pick the top three and then do a poll through a story where their followers pick which of these three stories that our customers texted in is the most stressful.
Stephen and Maury mentioned they're already getting customers from Google search. So our team wondered, are there additional opportunities there?
I think what they need to get is people who are looking for something to do and don't know what they want to do yet, right? Like they need an idea for a date night or a birthday party or team building. And what I would suggest actually is I don't think they need to like be blogging every week or anything like that. Just get some content up on your vlog where you've got some list posts for like team building in Tempe, Arizona, and actually list out other ideas besides your business.
Along with Casey's idea to publish these things to do articles, I recommended that they build out more pages about their services for different types of activities.
You already have the team building activities page, but you could also have these others like bachelor, bachelorette, birthday, date night, and group activities. Those are other things that people are searching and they're looking for in Tempe in the surrounding areas.
Quick note here that if you have a local business and you want to rank on the first page of Google results, my advice to you is write like a local. You can add your own photos if you have them and share real stories. This can boost your credibility with potential customers by showing that you have firsthand experience in their city.
And I think that was everything on my list here. Do you guys have any questions or any feedback or anything like that?
Well, first, I just wanted to say, Danny, I'm impressed with how much research that you did and how thorough you were. Obviously, you had intention to really take a look at our site and what we do and came up with some good ideas.
I mean, yeah, I'm like extremely impressed. And just it's so cool how it means a lot to us that you like are invested in that. And we can definitely see that.
And if you want to share my contact information with, was it Dylan? I'd love to do that.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Smash that subscribe button so you don't miss a future check-in with Stephen and Maury. And if you like what you heard, please consider leaving us a review. It means so much to our team and it helps business owners find the show. Want to see the pitch deck that I shared with Stephen and Maury? It includes even more ideas that didn't make it into the episode, so check out the show notes for the link. Want us to help you come up with marketing ideas too? Text us at 954-419-3657. We read every single text that comes through, and if it's a good fit, you could be on an upcoming episode. Shoestring is a podcast by Cinch. Cinch is the customer communications cloud. We create products that make it easy for businesses of any size to reach their customers by text, email, phone call, or pretty much any other channel you can think of. One of our products is Simple Texting, which Simply Smashing Rage Room uses to text their customers. Shoestring is written and edited by Alfredo Salkeld and Danny Henyon. Thanks for listening.